Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have a breaking piece of NBA news. Let's do this here, actually. I was going to do some soccer. So I actually haven't seen this on Twitter as my computer's reloading right now. Came right into the show here. Apparently, according to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, the shakeup in Dallas continues. We know Donnie Nelson is out as the team's general manager. That was announced yesterday. And now Rick Carlisle, per Adrian Wojnarowski, will not return, Ken, as the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks.
I mean, I don't have a take prepared. I didn't really expect this to happen. My first reaction would just be, this seems like a giant mistake, honestly. And eventually we're going to be able to tie together all the pieces here. That doesn't make sense. You don't tie together pieces, put together all the pieces here of this puzzle of like, what is going on inside of the Dallas organization? We had the Athletic piece for people who are not paying attention to this story about a week ago, basically says there's a coup attempt almost with Haralambos Voulgaris, who's like the head of analytics, who's a former professional gambler, who was very, very successful and who Mark Cuban was kind of buddies with, hired him, where Voulgaris was basically trying to like sort of wrest power away from the normal power structure of the Mavs organization, which was Donnie Nelson, the general manager, and sort of Rick Carlisle, the head coach, who kind of in tandem and with a lot of other people in the front office were making decisions. That story comes out. Cuban basically says like, it's all lies. Like none of this is true. Then 2 days later, Donnie Nelson, this was yesterday, I guess yesterday, the day before, left as general. I can't remember what the wording was, whether he was fired or resigned or whatever, but he's no longer the general manager of the team. And now we have Carlisle out today.
And I have a statement, by the way, from Rick Carlisle that he sent to Adrian Wojnarowski.
Yep. I'll just add a couple things to frame this. So, and then conspicuous in kind of their absence, like, so those two guys are out. Voulgar is still there. And you have some Luka quotes too, which we can do as well about Nelson, where it's really tough to kind of gauge his emotion toward this. And if anything, I would read into it that he was like maybe a little surprised, but honestly, like I don't know if he kind of like agrees with the direction all of this is going. It's just a very bizarre situation. So what is what's the Rick Carlisle statement?
All right. So this is Carlisle apparently sent this to Adrian Wojnarowski. This is Rick Carlisle. Quote, after a number of in-person conversations with Mark Cuban over the last week, today I informed him that I will not be returning as head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. This was solely my decision. My family and I have had an amazing 13-year experience working with great people in a great city. It's been an honor to work alongside Mark, since, I guess that is, I don't know who that is, Donnie, Finn, Keith, Dirk, J. Kidd, and every player and assistant coach I've had here. Dallas will always be home, but I'm excited about the next chapter of my coaching career. Do you think the Sixers could like fire Doc Rivers and hire Carlisle to coach the next two games against Atlanta? Can Milwaukee get like a plane charter to Carlisle to get him to Milwaukee right now to coach the game tonight against the Nets? I mean, he's going to be coaching one of these teams. He might be the coach of the Bucks next season.
He might be the coach of the Pelicans next season.
Might be the coach of the Pelicans also.
Hey, you worked with the transcendent talent before. How'd you like to work with ours? He'll be an insane coaching name in demand. Has to be. And you wonder if, like, part of the discussion, like, you wonder if maybe he was like, all right, well, I don't love it here anymore, but like, where am I going to go, coach? Like, what are the openings right now? And then he kind of looks at what might be happening. Like, oh, New Orleans has an opening. Like, Washington has an opening. Maybe that's less desirable, but New Orleans has an opening. Milwaukee might have an opening. That's kind of interesting. And my vibe with Carlisle and just like my sense talking to people, you know, like, I don't know. From an X's and O's standpoint, I don't like to be like, I'm the expert on which coaches are amazing and which coaches are not, but I know people who I trust who know that stuff. And the consensus is kind of like, this is like a top five guy in the league every single year at getting the most out of whatever players are on his team. Excellent kind of in-game coach, excellent at like adjustments in a playoff series. He's phenomenal. Like look at the kitchen sink that he had to throw at the Clippers in that series. Like the Clippers talent advantage in that series was so astronomical. And yet like we're trying to play Twin Towers, Porzingis, Boban at the, you know, 4 and 5, we're trying different guard lineups. Like we're trying, like, again, just the mixing and matching defensive schemes, like tried so many things just in that series. What a great kind of microcosm or a great example of the type of talent that he really is. Like if it's like, who would you rather have, him or Brad Stevens? Like, I think I'd rather have Carlisle.
And not
like,
even that's close. Think, what's Brad Stevens ever done?
Right. Well, think about how we're talking about how we talked about Brad Stevens after the last 4 years and how much money he got. Like, that's what we're talking about here. So it's actually kind of interesting. Like, look, is there a betting angle here necessarily? Not really. When we know where he goes, it'll be interesting to see where the market opens on that team next year. But this is like the type of acquisition that can take a team that has maybe like playoff level talent, and maybe that gets them to a conference finals or the second round of the playoffs. And then they build towards something from there. Obviously a guy with a ring and a guy with a lot of, you know, playoff success, not recently, obviously made the first round and got bounced a bunch of times, but in series where he's kind of been even or had an advantage, team has done very, very well. So really interesting piece of news for people that kind of follow NBA, but even if it's futures, win totals, big picture stuff, absolutely curious to see where he goes and some options from teams still in the playoffs.
All right. We're going to do a ton of NBA this hour on You Better, You Bet. We're going to do the Hawks and the Sixers, the stirring Atlanta comeback last night, Philadelphia collapse. We'll get into the Clippers, an unbelievable performance by Paul George last night as well. But just want to say this. First off, the Euro Cup bets have been great today. Ukraine gets it done in the morning. We'll see about this Netherlands-Austria game. Belgium comes back from 1-0 down against Denmark to win. So a couple winners for us. Ken nailed it in the first half with his Denmark handicap. Sports are awesome. Volume 658. I had goosebumps on top of goosebumps for the ovation given for Christian Eriksen in the 10th minute. Like, sports are just the absolute best. And that was an outstanding sporting event.
It was, remarkable, really. And a game that you had to watch with volume too, right? Crowd too, totally into it. And you and I were texting, and it's literally like a year ago, almost to the day, all sports were shut down. And golf started to come back as like the first thing after this hiatus where absolutely nothing was going on. Golf was the first thing back. It was like the Charles Schwab Challenge with no fans, and it was the only thing going on. And
who won that burger?
Yes, and I had him at 90-1. And the Morikawa missed a putt in a playoff. But the idea of like that was I think almost to the weekend. That was like literally a year ago. And like, look what we're consuming today. Look what we consumed last night. Look what we consumed two nights ago with Nets and Bucks. And we have another game tonight in that series. A year. You really kind of let that sink in. And it's almost like a heavy feeling, really, that it's been that long. And the stuff that we've had to go through, all of us, and how we've consumed sports so much differently in that past 12 months. It's just really wild. This is where we've come.
All right. Well, that's true. Next sentence. Can we get some goals here?
I would also like some goals to be scored, and I would also like Austria to score them.
It's like, and also it was like, love what's going on here. Love the support of Christian Eriksen. Now can Denmark please lose? So I can win my Belgium.
Love it. Love the support of Eriksen.
Which happened. So that was great. All right. One segment down here in the first hour here on a Thursday. On the other side, we start breaking down the NBA playoffs, what we saw last night, Atlanta, Philly, how we're betting game 6 and the rest of the series.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Yeah.